Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Atlanta, you want answers? Yeah, you're probably not going to get the answers. We're going to ask the questions, though. We're live at Falcons headquarters. It's Dukes and Bell. It's a very special week and a few extra days as Carl's taking some vacay. It's Mike Bell and friends, and today, filling in for Carl, it is one Bo Morgan. From the morning shift, it is Squid Bizzle.
Thank you. Hold the applause, please.
As he's rolling in. We like to start every hour, every show with a big hearty, hey, man! Day-Day's here at the headquarters of the Falcons, and we got Big O back at the ranch in Midtown. Yeah, we'll talk to Raheem Morris. Chris Lindstrom's the player guest. Wes Drewham's going to join us. And even though it's not the same kind of signing day, still is signing day. Rusty Mansell will wrap it up for us at 5:20 on what happened. And real quick, Georgia, you think Kirby still at the end of the day was blindsided by the Curtis move?
If he was, Mike,
never
gonna
tell us.
He really isn't on social media, because there's no way that had been out there for quite a while, that it was rumored, and then what Curtis denied it, and then it just came to fruition. So I don't believe so. I find it hard to believe that someone is on top of everything as Kirby Smart is blindsided by most anything.
Right, but as I heard Rusty this morning talking with Sandra Golden, it's kind of the 11th hour, and look, Puglisi is still a highly rated guy, and you're hoping that Puglisi stays, and it sounds like everything I've heard he's going to, so you don't have to worry about that, because Gunner will be the starter next year. But it's just kind of funny, once again, after all the five-star juice, it'll be the undersized, plucky white guy. And I know that, yes, whereas Carl and I joked yesterday, Jared Curtis is a white guy from Nashville. But we're talking about the five-star, the all-American juice that Kirby just seems to find elusive.
And it also kind of fits the Saban, Kirby Smart type of court. Now, it's obviously changed through the years, right? But, mm-hmm. I mean, does Gunnar Stockton not remind you of a grittier, tougher, in some ways, not always, because I thought Stetson Bennett was pretty tough himself, but he reminds you of a Stetson Bennett type quarterback.
Right.
That's what works. Nothing flashy. Don't put the game at risk. Just make smart plays. He can make plays. He's perfect for Georgia.
Now, one of the surprises, and now if you follow recruiting, it's not a surprise. I don't follow recruiting because it's just not the same as it used to be.
Yeah.
With all these different periods, and I do agree. I thought Lewis Riddick had a great tweet, I think it was on Monday, saying they've got to completely restructure the way the calendar year works for the NCAA, because the idea that Lane Kiffin would abandon a team because he's got to get a jump start on another team while he's got a team which has got the best chance to win a championship in its history.
Yeah, and he's never won a thing as a head coach. It's a really good point. I don't know how you do it. Mike Johnson and I have talked about this ad nauseum on and off the air on the morning shift, and I've said this too, but how? Because of enrollment, these kids are graduating early. They want to early enroll. It seemed to be a good thing for these players with the guys that have done it at a higher rate. How do you change it? You're already moving it a little bit. I say go back to February. I think the thing in December is garbage anyways, but then the transfer portal once changed. You got that down to once a year. I don't know what else you can do.
I mean, you can still – you're the NCAA. I mean, and it's funny because they're trying to flex as they've become more and more marginalized. I wouldn't mind even making it February 1. Super Bowl week as it used to be, back in the day, and just kind of standardize it. And then, you got to come up with some kind of guardrails about transfers. That's a bit more nebulous. But the story today. Georgia's hanging in there at number 3 based on everything we're seeing. Ole Miss is up to 6 in recruiting. Notre Dame dropped to 10. Alabama's at 8. And there's that's the college football rankings. We'll talk about the actual rankings of the rivals. Rivals has got USC number 1 in recruiting. We will get to that next segment, talking about what the college football playoff committee did. But I was a little surprised. You know, a guy, Lincoln Riley, we haven't really talked about. They kind of came on strong. They did get beat by Oregon the other day. But USC has the number 1 recruiting class right now.
Yeah, did you hear all the rumors at Florida that the fan base was irate because they heard Lincoln Riley wanted to get out? It was never a thing, yet not to mention his buyout. He's actually – USC's quietly had another good year. They had, you know, I think they lost 4 games in the Big Ten or maybe 3 games. It wasn't that bad, but the reality is Lincoln Riley is probably in the best place for him as far as – you know, I don't know. You think about trench play. He's not a guy that wanted any part of what the SEC was. So it's interesting that he's having a good year so far, but he's doing it with 4 stars. I think they got like 20-plus 4 stars, only 1 5-star.
2026 class, USC is looking good right now. Texas, according to Rivals, is number 1 with 4 5 stars. Georgia's got 3 5 stars. Michigan, you know, hey, Michigan's at number 3 right now. Bama's number 4, Oregon 5, Ohio State, Tennessee. Tennessee's fans getting a bit of a heart attack with Penn State sniffing around Josh Heupel.
Yeah, what a debacle the Penn State coaching thing is. But nobody wants that job. There's rumors about why. I know we'll get into it later. But look, Mike, you and I have worked together for a long time. All those stars don't mean anything if you can't develop them.
Right, and now more than ever, it doesn't matter because you could be here today, and by this time next year, they're gone. And we've seen that. You know, a guy doesn't want to wait. You got a helicopter parents are feeling this kid's got a better option somewhere else. We've seen all of that play out. But we'll keep you up to speed on the big stories of the day as far as recruiting. As I mentioned, Rusty will be with us at 5:20. We will take a look at the rankings from last night coming up next segment. We'll give you the daily download. We're here at Falcons headquarters. The story, Bo, and I know you talked about it on the morning shift. First question I'm going to have for Coach Raw is how come they can't fix special teams?
It's the million-dollar question right now. And, you know, I wanted to go back and have a little bit of history because I understand a little bit of the hesitancy to cut bait, as a lot of people have asked about with Marquise Williams. Go back to last year. Kadarrell Hodge is a Pro Bowler from the special teams. How many – big
had to get
plays.
Benched last week.
Well,
that's the thing.
He did show up on the injury report, but he did not. It was a healthy scratch. Why? There's a couple of thoughts. You know, one of the thoughts I had is that you could have a guy like Devin Tompkins who could return kicks and also actually make plays on the offense. Something apparently Jamal Agnew is not capable of for whatever reason. But look, go back and look last year. Kadarrell Hodge himself, he sniffed out 2 fake punts against. He himself made the play zone. He had a touchdown on it with the muff punt of the Saints had. Like, your special teams was good last year, other than at the end, the kicking game, which was whatever you want to believe about Younghoe Koo's injury. So I understand that, but it's just the same mistake over and over again. Guys getting pinned to the inside and then breaking kickoff returns to the outside. It cost you. To me, it cost the special teams cost you 13 points last week if you add in Bradley Pinion's
40-yard dumper punt when you needed a good punt.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, being in Berlin, you know, when they needed good field position, you let the Colts get right up to half. I mean, let's be honest, the 50-yard line. I mean, they're halfway there for that drive. We had them down. I know I still argue with Arch all the time about, you know, the idea of rushing 4, rushing 5. I'd rather stick with the pressure and take your lumps in whatever the defense will be in the secondary. They let, you know, the Colts off the hook. Special teams in that one, we've seen it just, and again, in the kicking game, of course, Younghoe Koo did something no one's ever seen on Monday night, but the start of the season, we don't get to overtime because of teams, albeit Younghoe Koo. And like, as I said, we don't come on the show like, hey, Carl and I are sitting there like rubbing our hands again, like, hee, 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 let's get somebody fired. But it's a performance-based business. And Marquise is the head of the special teams. And
he's
been here from 2 regimes now, too.
Yeah, but it is. And that's why I brought up that for the most part, under him, special teams have been pretty good. Look, it's never, and we know this, we've talked about this, you and I, it's never one person's fault. There is plenty of blame. The fact that you can't get the kickoffs fixed and returns, I can agree with you that that falls on Marquise. I'm not going to blame Marquise for Bradley Pinion shanking a punt or Jamal Agnew muffing a punt, especially when, A, one of those has been in the league for a long time, he knows better, and the other thing is
Jamal Agnew's 30 years old, I think he's a rookie.
And it's his – You drive me nuts when you say this, but I'm going to say this.
Say it.
It's
say it.
His only job is to field punts.
Right.
He doesn't help you at all, and that's why I brought up the offense. He doesn't help you on offense. He doesn't do anything but field a kickoff and a punt. And it's just you can't happen. It's absolutely something that cannot happen. But end of the day, Marquise is going to get blamed because if you don't have the kickoff return, you can just say, well, just Agnew.
Yeah, but like I said, but you know this. You've been around the Falcons for a long, long time. Fair or unfair, and I said this yesterday to a listener. A guy was a basketball coach. He's like, it's the players, man. I go, well, hey, you're the coach, catch. I mean, you catch the heat. And in time immemorial, fair or unfair, it always rolls downhill to the coach. That's where he's going to bear the ultimate responsibility, just like ultimately Raheem is the CEO of the whole shebang. We'll talk to Ra a little bit later today. Chris Lindstrom, as I mentioned, is going to be the player guest. And we'll ask Coach. I know the listeners feel sometimes we don't always get the answers. The question I have, though, for Raheem is the message starting to get stale? When you see, and I know that it's a sports talk kind of topic, we don't know what's going on behind closed doors. For the most part, it's been a solid unit. Nobody rebelled against Arthur Smith when things were going south a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
These guys have been pretty rock solid. But you begin to wonder, though, is why we don't see the execution because guys have tuned out. Now, some of these guys are in no position to tune out. They've got to put some good tape somewhere because they're not going to necessarily be here next season.
Yeah, I don't know how much I buy into people, players are tuning out the head coach because, yeah, the head coach is overseeing everything. But you look at the position meetings, right? Now, Zach is in with the quarterbacks a lot and with the offense as a whole. You have guys like, I can tell you one thing. Nobody's tuning out Nate Olley's ass because that defensive line is playing great. No one's tuning out Jacquees Smith's because you look at the edge players. So I don't know where you want to fall. Now, why is the team the one thing that really is you're 1-5 in one score games? All right, and Tampa and Carolina are excelling in those games. Why are you not? That's the question for me. Why do the players, when it's there, like with that Bradley Pinion punt, why do we not ask you there? Why does David Seals not make that catch? That's what's maddening is you see every week the game come down to making a play, and for some reason we're not making it. How do you figure that out?
This team has got to figure things out quickly because you're running out of weeks, man. I mean, even if you want to get to 500, are you going to be stuck with another year of, unfortunately, watching everybody in the playoffs? And then we'll also get into it later because, Bo and I, we did our pre-show. You can catch it on Twitch and YouTube. It's called Behind the Curtain. And today we were talking about, I said, look, I'd love to hear from Arthur. Bo's like, what's Arthur going to say now that doesn't somehow sidetrack the season? I'll let you say that in your own words. We got Guns N' Roses tickets, guys, to give away. We'll do it early today. But first, let me remind you, Friday, join the morning shift at Publix Highland Station in Smyrna for a special broadcast. Come in, pick up your supplies for the weekend football parties. Say hi to Allie, Mike, and Bo as they broadcast live from the store. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. Morning shift 6 to 9 before you go to work. Swing by Publix at Highland Station over in Smyrna. 92.9 The Game. All right, man. Let's give those GNR tickets. All right? Oren.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're going to be talking with the Big O today. We'll take caller number 8, the Ocho. You got a pair of tickets right now, 404-726-0929. Guns N' Roses, Axl and Slash and Company on the World Tour, stopping at Truist Park September 19th. Tickets go on sale Friday, December 5th on Ticketmaster.com. But the caller who's number 8, you're going to get them right now. GNR at Truist, good luck. We'll come back. What did the spokesman have to say about those college football rankings? And Brent Key gets a bump. We'll explain.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.